sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
That's our goal here at Rosie on the House, is to be your sunshine on this good, I would say super fantastic Saturday morning in the great state of Arizona. Hey, I have a little bit of good news to spread, all a little love to spread all the way around the state. Register of Contractors came out with a press release here. Well, for years, the last 4 or 5 years, they've been operating under a huge budgetary restriction imposed upon them by the state legislature. And Jan Brewer, Governor Jan Brewer's 2014 budget actually now has relieved them of the pressure they were operating under. Those of you who have been waiting for recovery fund money, all the money that was swept out of there that kept the registrar from paying those penalties has now been restored. Not everything that was taken has been restored, but enough has been restored that everyone that was now waiting to be recompensated by the recovery fund has now been paid. The waiting list had gotten to as long as 14 months. So if you had been taken advantage of by a licensed contractor who had gone out of business, you perfected your claim, you would actually have gotten an IOU from the state of Arizona, and they would pay you as soon as they got the money. There was no other way to operate. It had gotten to where some of those families were waiting over a year and almost a half. Well, now they've completely, governor's budget has allowed them to get caught up 100%, so congratulations for that. It is another reason you need to be very, very careful about who you pick to do work at your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're not going to go to rosieonthehouse.com as your first stop, then you must proceed with extreme caution, okay? And there are a buyer's guide on our website to tell you how to step through the buying process of shopping the contractors. Please use that information. It's free. It will protect you from making expensive mistakes. I wish I could name that company the woman mentioned. Please let me say their name. Please?
No.
Can I scratch my armpit?
Oh, man. Let's get to the phones before I do something crazy here and mention a name I shouldn't. I get enough angry phone calls every Monday morning from contractors that disagree with me. Let's bring Clark into the conversation. And all I know Clark wants to talk about, this could be a dangerous phone call. He wants to talk about creative indoor plumbing.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey, Clark. Good morning.
Creative plumbing.
Okay. All right. Where are we
going to
go?
What are we going to create?
Where are we going here?
I am installing a utility tub vanity in my workshop off the back of the house.
Okay.
Tying into the master bath.
Okay.
Service lines are no problem. Rosie, I need a 24-inch length of inch-and-a-half waste pipe. And, Rosie, the good people at Home Depot, Ace Hardware, Ferguson's, all told me I was going to have to splice like a 16-inch tailpipe with 4 inches of raw stock on either end, or I was going to have to splice 2 12-inch lengths of tailpipe extension solvent weld together to get 24 inches. And I could do that, and it would work, but, Rosie, that is so Section 8.
Now, listen, Clark. You aren't thinking about cutting a hole in the existing drain line, sticking the attachment in there, and just kind of gooping it with caulk together, are you?
No. Oh, no. We're using a T.
You're not getting that creative, right?
No, we're using a T, and actually the pre-existing outlet was approved.
Okay.
By the building inspector, so I'm pretty much in code.
Okay, it's just pretty much.
The unit is around the corner from where it previously was, and I need that extra 24 inches. So what I want to know is, do they make a 24-inch tailpipe, or do they make raw stock where I can cut my own?
Where are you, Clark? I don't see where you are in Arizona.
I'm in South Phoenix.
Okay. I'm going to encourage you to call Chris Stanfield.
Yeah.
at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and just tell him you got Rosie on air and you stumped him.
All right.
And give Chris a call. He'll know the answer to that. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Clark. If there's such a thing as you're looking for, and Chris has it, I will go pick it up and I will deliver it to your house as an appreciation for you coming to Rosie on the House for your answers. We will provide free delivery service for that particular part that you're looking for. Let's see if we can go to Perry in Cottonwood. All right, Perry, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm really well.
Yeah, how could you not be in Cottonwood?
Absolutely. It's beautiful up here today.
It's got to be. Did you get any of the little snow dusting that blew through Flagstaff, or did you just get moisture?
Yeah, we just got a little moisture. We had a little dusting on top of the hill above Jerome, and I could see it in the hills above Sedona, but we didn't get anywhere we're at.
How nice. Well, how can we help you today, my friend?
Well, my wife is involved in some projects involving small saws and sanders. She's making some wood jewelry. And we're going to put a little shed out back from one of the big box stores, get a spot level and put that in. We would like to put some kind of heating cooling system in there, and I was thinking of a small heat pump. They make freestanding ones and, of course, through the window or through the wall. And I was wondering what your recommendation for an 8x12 shed would be.
Okay. I like the way you're going. Now, know that a heat pump is going to have a hard time warming that unit very much on those days like we just had where a cold, misty rain is blowing through Cottonwood. That's when a heat pump suffers the most. A heat pump is actually out there in the environment looking for heat and capturing all that it can and sending it inside your house. When it's cold and it's wet, it can't find very much out there to grab and send inside. Perry, I want to give you the name and phone number to our certified air conditioning contractor in Yavapai County. It's Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. I want you to call. I want you to talk to Bill Morse. And I want you to explain to him exactly what you're planning on doing with this, because the sawdust is probably one of the most dangerously combustible materials on the planet. You must be very, very careful. So give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call. They are our Rosie certified plumber and air conditioning contractor in Yavapai County. Ask for Bill Morse. Let him know you stumped Rosie on air. And he'll spend as much time on the phone with you as he needs to guide you and direct you into the right selection.
And that's 928-776-7025.
Sounds like an awful pretty setting. Just a little workshop in the backyard in Cottonwood to do your little hobbies and crafts. I'm glad I didn't get his address. I'd probably just go move in with him.
Romy. And it's that kind of in that area where you don't want to spend, one, the size. You don't want to dump a ton of money into. But two, just the elevation. There's only going to be, you know, four months out of the year, a third of the year, you're going to need to heat or cool it.
Yeah,
rest
see,
of the time,
missing,
it's just so natural.
You're missing a very important point.
Oh.
It's his wife's.
Oh,
it isn't his. It's his wife's.
Oh.
What wife wants, wife gets.
Lennox has a wide variety of products for you.
Right now, it's that time of the show where we always ask Romy to share with our listeners what are the critical issues that have come up in our digital newsroom all week long, where people can reach us at rosieonthehouse.com.
Since we're already in Yavapai County, let's stay there with Rick's question about going on vacation for an entire month and leaving his home in the winter. What do I do with my home in a cold climate when I leave for a month? Go to rosieonthehouse.com. And here's all you have to do. Type in winter in the search engine and hit enter. Right there, you get the title. What should I do before closing up my home for the winter? Tire checklist right there. It'll take you through step by step the 10 most important things you need to do to avoid pipes freezing and breaking and cracking and creating water damage, what temperature to leave your home at, all the important things. And it's rosieonthehouse.com. Just type in winter in the search engine. This is somebody never even heard the show before. She lives in Connecticut. Her name's Stacy.
Okay.
She's moving to Phoenix and found us online.
Oh, okay.
And the research she's been doing puts a lot of stress on her in buying a home that's prone to expansive soils. And she's very nervous and buying something sight unseen, but doesn't have a whole lot of options just given her circumstances. So she wants to know who she can trust and a good home inspector to ensure that she's on good soils and
well, bless her heart.
Isn't buying something that's going to, you know, she comes out here, pulls up with the U-Haul, and finds a myriad of problems that she's now stuck with. Well, there's a lot of things you can do, Stacy. One, the expansive soils, to this day, I don't know of a house that's ever collapsed because of one. So it's not an end-all if there's a home with that problem. There's a lot of things you can do. There's a great company, Arizona Foundation Solutions. You've known them on our show as Arizona Ramjack in the past that can solve this problem. There's great home inspectors we can put you in touch with that can solve those problems. It is something to be aware of.
Absolutely.
But it's not something that you need to ultimately make your final decision for. If you find the right location, the right house, and it has problems in those areas, you can still solve those.
So find out where she's shopping, and we'll give her the great home inspector for that region.
Absolutely. And finally, Donna writes in and says, did I hear right that y'all, Rosie, does small remodeling jobs? Yes, that is true. In a small work area around our headquarters, there are remodeling projects that we do. Kind of helps us keep our saw sharp.
Yeah. Keeps us current on everything that the products are being used and the procedures and the protocols and the
pricing.
Tactics and the pricing and stuff like that. So, yes, we have opened Rosie Remodeling, Rosie on the House Remodeling, and we're having great fun doing it. It's like the old days.
RosieOnTheHouse.com.